Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Consider Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved you with an everlasting love. American pastor Dr. Gerald Mann writes, moralizers are faithful to remind us that King David's life was all downhill after Bathsheba Gate. They list the litany of his woes. The baby of the illicit union died. He never recovered his moral stature. His sons fought over succession. One of them was beheaded for trying to dethrone him. God deprived him of his greatest dream, building the temple. Too much blood on his hands. But take another look at the story. The opening words of the book of Proverbs silence such sanctimony. It says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel." Solomon, the fountain of God's wisdom, sprang from two people who had adulterated their person and privilege. For all of David's heroic feats, giant killing, kingdom consolidating, hymn writing, his single greatest achievement was the son of his old age. Solomon is a monument of contradiction to all the naysaying moralists of the ages. Where else did Solomon get his insight, farsight, and foresight but at the knees of two broken souls mended by the fires of forgiveness and given the grace of a second chance? You can begin again after your Bathsheba Gate. End quote. The Bible warns us about the consequences of sin because anything that has the power to hurt you concerns the God who loves you and wants only the best for you. When you willfully sin, God won't let you off, but neither will He let you go. And God's love for you has no expiration date. He said in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." The truth is, God still loves you. And that's Vision's Word for today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.